Hey everyone, so I wanted to share my opinion on the Dez Bryant situation. I've had a lot of people, you know, commenting that the Cowboys should have got rid of him or should have got rid of him. Why didn't they get rid of Jason Witten? All these different things. Well, my perspective on this is, as far as Jason Witten, he still performs, he still produces, so he's going to be there. You know, he's not causing any type of friction in the locker room, he's not beating up his mom, he's not doing things like that. So there would really be no reason to get rid of him. As far as Dez Bryant, I think if we look over the past two seasons, with Ezekiel Elliott being there and most defenses being drawn towards him, that essentially makes Dez Bryant the extra man. He should, in theory, be able to catch more balls because of the fact that he isn't being covered as much as Zeke is. With that being said, look at his percentage of dropped balls. Just within the past year, his percentage of receptions has dropped by 12.5%. So I think with the fact that, one, he did not want to back down for how much money he was demanding for his next contract, given the fact that he isn't getting as many receptions, he's dropping more balls, even though he isn't being covered as much as he usually would be. And then, of course, just the friction that, you know, there was in the locker room, I think that it was a perfect storm for him to not be there anymore. You know, I understand he's upset. That's the only team he's played for, you know, so forth and so on. But I honestly think that, you know, there was no chemistry between him and Dak for whatever reason. I don't know if it's personal or if he just didn't have it. You know, a lot of times we see that play out, but I definitely think that the Cowboys had to make that decision. Now it's going to be interesting to see where Dez goes, because he has stated that he wants to go somewhere in the division so that he will play them twice a year. Well, the thing with that is, are you letting your pride get in the way because you only want to play for someone within the division? My personal opinion is, if he's going to play within the division, the best fit for him would be New York, because they need a receiver. With Eli Manning, with Odell Beckham on one side, with Dez on the other, ideally, and in theory, of course, that should be a good system for him. Of course, the fact that, you know, he's seen their system, he's seen their play, so he would know that offense better. However, I don't know that that's necessarily the team that he should go to. I feel like he needs to go somewhere with a quarterback who's going to be a lot more precise, to where he can just like put his arms up and the ball is going to be there. But we'll see how this all plays out. I think that next season is going to be very interesting to see if he goes somewhere, if he performs because of the fact that he's angry, or if he goes somewhere and he doesn't perform and Dallas says, exactly, that's why we got rid of him. So just wanted to give my two cents. We'll see how it plays out. Talk to you later. Bye.